This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We're talking about the Farm Stewardship Program, our topic today with Sage Saffron, Manager of Sustainability Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Sage, the farm program's been going through some changes, but first, for those listening, just explain what the farm program is.
Yeah, so the farm program is really the dairy industry social responsibility program. So we work very closely with dairy cooperatives and processors across the United States and their field staff to implement our programs on dairy farms across the country. So there are five pillars of the farm program, the animal care pillar, the environmental stewardship pillar, workforce development, and then kind of housed within the animal care pillar is biosecurity and antibiotic stewardship. So today we're really kind of talking about farm environmental stewardship, and the environmental stewardship program measures the dairy farm's greenhouse gas emissions and energy use, as well as assess the use of nutrient management plans.
And so what are the updates when it comes to the ES or environmental stewardship side of things?
Yeah, farm environmental stewardship really does a lot to really showcase the positive story of U.S. dairy's environmental progress and the investment that the dairy industry has made in demonstrating that and in the research that's going on. So you asked about updates, and we, as of October of last year, kind of launched this really exciting new update where we've updated the model behind farm environmental stewardship. So we're working with the Ruminant Farm Systems model and that team. The acronym that people may hear or may be familiar with is the RUFIS model. That's a huge initiative with a lot of different universities and NGOs, and USDA is involved as well. And the cool part about this model is that it's a process-based model. So it really accounts for the physical, chemical, and biological cycles that are happening on dairy farms. So the cool example that I always like to use is kind of a mental image, is it really tracks the nutrient flow from pulling crops off of the field, feeding them to cows, through kind of the digestive process of the cow into manure management, and then potentially going back onto the field, which is a really new model that we have and really enables decision-making for dairy farmers, because not only is this now just a snapshot in time of what your emissions may be, but it allows farmers to really see what management decisions they can make that would have an impact on their environmental footprint, but then also their milk production. So if they were to change, you know, maybe their ration, you could see the model would be able to run and tell you what that change would be across, you know, milk production, as well as emissions that are maybe related to manure management or enteric emissions, so the digestive emissions. So it really enables some really cool insights for farmers themselves.
When it comes to milk marketing, the dairy farmer's environmental footprint is attractive for the dairy buyers out there.
Definitely, yeah. We've definitely had a lot of interest, especially as it relates to customers and folks that want to collaborate with the dairy industry on projects. So this model has really helped to enable a lot of those projects and seeing what those folks that are willing to collaborate may be able to help invest in, to see the practices that, you know, work best for the farms that may be in their milk shed. Then we can say, you know, hey, yeah, we would love to collaborate with you on a project. And, you know, it may make sense to invest in a feed additive or whatever that may be, because that will work best for our farmers, and we can utilize the model to learn more about it. So yeah, it's definitely garnered a lot of interest, which is really exciting.
And as your website says at nationaldairyfarm.com, U.S. dairy farmers dedicated to healthy cows and wholesome milk.
You know, there's a lot of great work that we acknowledge that dairy farmers do beyond greenhouse gas emissions, included in conservation practices. And so we do also have an optional add-on to the Farm Environmental Stewardship Tool that captures dairy farms' conservation efforts. So more practices and technologies that demonstrate, you know, water, energy, and other resource stewardship. So we just also like to mention that, as, you know, we want to capture some of that great field level work that's happening across dairy farms in the United States as well, especially since it's Earth Day and Earth Month. We want to give kudos to the folks that are doing some of that awesome work on farm.
Thank you, Sage. Sage Saffron, Manager of Sustainability Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.